All right, well, it's Foberg, and I'm here with, of course, one of the fine members of Glasgow, is Jack Kraft. Have you been enjoying Foberg so far?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't even tell you how many awesome bands I've seen so far.
How many people have you played with so far this weekend, Jack?
Oh, man. Oh, for this festival, I've only played with... I think it's my second one today, but, I mean, I've had other gigs this week, so, man, it's crazy, like, to be able to come through this and just see how much is going on, and then have become part of it for a little while, and then become a spectator for a little while. It's a pretty crazy experience.
You guys are releasing a new album soon, a rock opera called 1986, and how'd that come together?
It's a rock opera. We actually just released an EP. There's a 5-song sort of demo of selections from the upcoming rock opera. It's a sort of a Messiah story. There's a couple of characters that have a child, and it's sort of the tribulations that they go through. There's a child that has that's born, and they have to sort of come to grips with the existence of the child and the meaning of the child to them, but also in relation to all the events of 1986. Father is this high-end sort of businessman, sort of diplomat, and he has to... The mother is trying to make him take initiative and sort of take responsibility for his actions. So it's her following him, and then she sees things from the base perspective of the American people, and he sees things from the political perspective. So we have to go back and forth between those. And so for it, we've got in this a new singer, Alexis Marceau, who is she's an amazing singer-songwriter in her own right, and she is working with us as our lead character. Mary features her a lot because we couldn't just have Sam do everything. She has a background in musical theater, so that was something that really appealed to us. We're doing an oratorio style at first, so we're presenting it a la Our Town, the play. We're doing it where we dress in all black and we have a simple background, and we just perform it straight. So we perform it straight and with minimal acting and minimal props and stage events, but we do have projections and other things to help heighten the mood.
It's the focus on the story and the music.
Exactly. We want to mostly focus it on the music. And we're pulling out all the stops here in terms of, like, our sort of musical education. So we're using a lot of concepts that, you know, stolen from, like, Wagner and Mozart and such. But people have different themes, and then themes interact with people and events and emotions have different themes. These themes interact with each other. And the biggest theme, obviously, is of 1986, which is actually, musically, it's, in terms of the scale, it's 1-9-8-6. It's just, so we weave the whole thing around this concept of the year itself. It starts out with a boy born on the very cusp of 1986, of January 1st, at midnight.
The events in the year are the unifying theme of it.
Exactly. That's the unifying theme, but the characters move together. The characters are interactive characters, so we want to make sure that their themes coalesce properly, and that their sort of emotions are able to work themselves into the music rather than just having emotions and then music. We want it to all be one cohesive unit.
How and when did Glasgow first come together?
We've been around for a while. We started as a high school band, so we've been around for a good bit. We don't like to say how long we've actually been around. Sam and I have, obviously, my brother, the lead singer and primary songwriter, I mean, we've obviously been playing music for years. And Glasgow's been playing shows for a long time, and every step we make is another step in our education as well. So I feel like this is sort of our time to, like, make something sort of different and new.
What do you love most about the New Orleans music scene?
It's evidence of strange things is really it. In some ways, it can be kind of flavor of the week, but it's a welcoming environment for innovative music, which we really appreciate. And with us, it's a big factor because we don't like to do things the simple way. It takes us a long time to write songs. They take so much of a mind of their own, and we have to really work out every kink and detail and complexity of it. So we have to have an audience that's receptive to that. Now, our songs are pop songs, but our urge is to have people that can look deeper into the music, and New Orleans is full of people like that.
It's good that the audience has an understanding of liking to be challenged.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And they like to be challenged in certain respects, so we have to be very careful which boundaries to push. There's a saxophonist in town named Eric Traub, who, he has no idea who I am, but I know who he is. But he gave a lecture, and I was in high school. He made a really good point, and he said, you have to know what rules to break and how to break them. We are taking our step to breaking rules,
and that's our current goal. And
current thing, yeah, obviously, is this opera. So we want to push the limits we can.
And pushing our own limits. I mean, we're doing this acoustic. We're an electric band normally. It's a completely different perspective for us, too.
You feel like the New Orleans scene helps keeping you to be creative and helps keeping to foster you to make new ideas and push yourself forward?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. With the other, I mean, the other bands we're sort of like, quote unquote, competing with, you know, they're doing some amazing things. I mean, bands like Sun Hotel, My Name is John Michael, Gamma Ringo. I mean, Big Rock Candy Mountain, they're my favorite band. They're doing some things that are keeping us on our toes. I mean, I personally never want to play after Big Rock Candy Mountain because they're amazing and they think way outside of any box that we've ever seen. So we just, you know, these other guys keep us thinking.
What do you feel are some of the biggest misconceptions about New Orleans? Either the music or the city in general or both?
Let's say the style of music that comes here. People have an assumption of what New Orleans music is, and it's quite a bit more than that. There's a lot of different ways that people think here, and one of them that is underappreciated is this innovative music rather than this retrospective music that everybody's been doing, that we're known for, the traditional jazz, the bebop, the little bit, and the brass band music, the funk. I mean, we can be much, much more than that. And that's what we're out here to trying to prove.
Do you feel that like Philbrook is a good example of proving that the New Orleans music scene is not just something that's in a museum, that it's living and breathing and young? And
that's what the Indie Rock Collective is about, who are the people that are putting this on. I'm sorry, Noir Collective, as they call themselves now. They are all about showing that New Orleans is not just funk and brass band and jazz. We have all kinds of different facets to offer, particularly in the pop and rock music genres. We are hand-in-hand in that goal of trying to make sure that people see New Orleans as a place of a viable, new, vibrant music.